I looked behind me, and I saw a number of sharp edges. Not into sharp edges, I said. Not sharp edges. Okay, said Pete. No sharp edges. I raised my hands in readiness to choke Pete, and I was surprised to see how violently they were trembling. I had assumed until that moment that we were essentially kidding around, but the sight of my hands made me realize we weren't. At that moment of realization, the rest of my body caught up with my hands. I felt incredibly weak. I put my hands back down. Choke me, said Pete. Before I choke you, I said, I would like to ask you one or two other questions. Choke me, said Pete. Come on, choke me. Just choke me. I sighed, placed my hands around Pete's neck, and I began to squeeze. I didn't see Pete's hands move. All I know is that both my armpits, my neck, and my chest began to hurt enormously all at once, and then I was flying across the room, flying towards two Marines who stepped gently out of the way, and then I was skidding like a sore ice skater towards sharp edges, and I came to rest a few inches from those edges. I was in great pain, but also impressed. Pete was truly a maestro of violence. Fuck, I said. Does it hurt? Asked Pete. Yes, I said. I know it does, said Pete. He seemed pleased. It fucking hurts like hell, doesn't it? Yes, I said. You felt fear, said Pete, didn't you, beforehand? Yes, I said. I was debilitated with fear beforehand. Would you say that level of fear was abnormal for you? Asked Pete. I thought about this. Yes and no, I said. Explain further, said Pete. I do sometimes experience fear when something bad is happening to me or is about to happen to me, I explained. But on the other hand, the amount of fear I felt in the run-up to the choking seemed unusual. I was definitely more scared than I ought to have been. You know why? Said Pete. It wasn't you. It was me. It was thought projection. I was inside your head. I was, he explained, a real-life plaything of a practical application of Jim Channon's vision. I was the Iraqi insurgent being sprayed with the fountain of blood emanating from the neck of his friend. I was the hamster. I was the goat. And then Pete produced from his pocket a small yellow blob of plastic. It had pointed edges and smooth edges and a hole in the middle. It looked like a children's toy, albeit one with no obvious means of being fun. This yellow blob, Pete said, was his own design, but it was an embodiment of Jim Channon's vision, and it was being carried right now in the pockets of the 82nd Airborne in Iraq, and soon, Pentagon willing, it would be in the pockets of every soldier in the United States Army. His blob, Pete said, is friendly to the earth. It has a spirit to it. It is as humane as you want it to be. The pointed bits go into people. It can snuff your life out in a heartbeat, and it looks a little bit funny. It is, he said, the First Earth Battalion. What's it called? I asked. The Predator, said Pete.